been a little more than a year since the Nasdaq stock index peaked at over the 5,000 level. Since then, the technology-laden index has lost more than 60% of its value. Scores of new companies have gone out of business, and established technology companies have watched their stock prices drop. But when top executives from the tech sector met at one of their annual conferences, there was less gloom and more restrained optimism. NPR technology correspondent John McChesney reports.
They gathered in Scottsdale, Arizona, at a posh resort, for the 24th annual PC Forum, a conference hosted by digital maven Esther Dyson. Dyson opened the conference with a crack about last year when, quote, every idiot was a billionaire. It was indeed a frothy time, and now that the party's over, you might expect people here to be nursing a big hangover. But if what they were saying into a microphone is to be believed, there's a sense of relief and eagerness to get on with the real work of building the internet. Kevin Werbach is one of the organizers of PC Forum.
In some sense, last year, actually, there was more fear because people were so, the things were so active that everyone was afraid that it couldn't last. That in some sense, a year ago, when the market was so high, everyone felt like they had to move incredibly fast to get to whatever it was, critical mass or your IPO, or get to market before the party ended.
Not everyone, though, thinks the party is over. Some people think it will just slow down from an all-out fraternity beer bus to a more sedate neighborhood cocktail gathering. Rob Glazer, the CEO of Real Networks, the maker of the most popular media player on the internet, was effusively optimistic about technology's future.
It's morning in America from a technology standpoint, and I really mean that. I mean, you look at where we've gone in the last 6 years, we've gone from nothing startup to 180 million users around the world. Yes, there was something that happened in the financial markets where they got overheated, and there's been a very dramatic correction from that. But in terms of the fundamentals of the business, you know, are people using this stuff? Is this really changing people's lives? Are people more and more people using more and more of the internet as a shopping medium, as a communication medium? The answer is a resounding yes.
All of which may be true, but it's also true that few people have found ways to make the internet profitable yet. The internet was supposed to change everything, but so far, it's only changed a few things. The internet was supposed to bury 20% of Fortune 500 companies, but don't hold your breath. Established retail and content companies stand a better chance of success on the internet, but even they are having a hard time finding the path to profits. NBC announced on Monday that they were folding NBC Internet back into the parent company, and that there will be another round of layoffs. Walt Disney and News Corp have also scaled back their grand internet plans. The New York Times, for example, recently laid off 70 people from its online staff. Martin Niesenholz is in charge of the Times online subsidiary.
I think that the myth that somehow the internet changed the basic economics of media and publishing was just bankrupt. It turned out to be totally wrong.
Niesenholz says we have to expect to pay for more of the premium content that's been free on the internet up to now. And many of the executives here expressed relief that the bubble had finally burst. Craig Mundy is in charge of Microsoft's consumer strategy. He says Microsoft warned repeatedly that dot-com stocks were overvalued.
Since there was no economic basis for the valuations that were being attributed to these institutions, that it just couldn't last. And each time we said that, people would say, why are you doing this? The stock market goes down every time you say that. And we said, yeah, but I mean, it's going to have to go down.
Mundy says now that the distraction of instant riches is past, perhaps the technology world can get on with the fundamentals of improving digital technology and the internet. And that requires serious research and development.
There's so few people really doing real research anymore. The dot-com phenomena, the get-rich-quick, retire-by-age-40, mentality that has pervaded, the technology community for the last few years has had a deleterious effect on people's patience and willingness to invest for a long term.
This call for a return to fundamentals, both economic and technological, was strong at the conference. There seemed to be wide agreement that the glory days of the internet were over, and that the period ahead would see the fine-tuning of a network that has developed so rapidly that basic problems like security and stability remain unsolved. Mitch Kaper is a veteran of the industry, having invented Lotus 1-2-3, and he's been a venture capitalist for the past few years.
We're not in a glamour period now. I mean, tech was glamorous, and that was basically not a good thing.
Kapor says part of the problem is the frenzied search for the next big thing that will create instant billionaires.
I don't see a next big thing, and I'm suspicious of people who are addicted to looking for the next big thing or promoting it or saying they're having it.
People at the conference referred again and again to the debacle, the train wreck of last year. But there were almost no mea culpas, no acknowledgments of some responsibility for the hype and the irrational exuberance. Mitchell Kapor was an exception.
I don't think anybody is going to look back on the past couple of years and feel really terrific about their performance. I think the media are also handmaidens to this thing in sort of aiding and abetting, and particularly the industry press. So everybody ought to just say, wasn't a good couple of years. Everybody made mistakes. I made mistakes, and move on.
But moving on is still a little difficult for many people as they continue to watch the air flow out of technology's overinflated balloon. On the other hand, the internet and all that it has brought with it is not going away. What is clear is that now it will be moving on at a much slower pace. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.